In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Jason. And if you're listening to this on the first week that it came out, I hope you had a great or good Christmas.
Hope you had a Christmas.
No, I hope you had a great Christmas.
Hope you had a smashing Christmas. Yeah. Hope you had the best Christmas. So Jay, straight off the bat, I want to go over a comment we had on TikTok.
Ooh.
So this is along the lines of the video where I talked about balancing having kids at home on work calls and meetings.
Mm-hmm.
This has come from Camilla. She said, I told my kids not to come in unless emergency. Cue a pigeon flying into the kitchen and getting stuck. Pigeon, dog, and kids going berserk. That is just chaos. A pigeon getting into your house and your kids and your dog going mental while you're on a Teams call.
It does sound like an excuse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A pigeon's flown in.
A really elaborate lie where she didn't know where to draw the line. Guys, I'm going to have to go. There's a pigeon in the house and the dog is attacking the pigeon. The kids are going mental. That is carnage. Absolute carnage. Love that. So thank you, Camilla, for that comment. That really really made me laugh.
It really tickled you, that one.
Yeah, it did. Really good.
Jordan, I've actually got a top tool.
Top tool.
There we go. Thought in just in time for the festive season. At this point, I think me and my family will still be travelling around, trying to see all the cousins and family. This is one that I'm going to try out with my nephews.
Are we still in the festive season? Between Christmas and New Year, or as a festive season?
Oh, it carries over to New Year.
Does it?
Ah, oh, undoubtedly.
It's still the season.
It's still the season for holiday.
And then like 1st of January, it's like, right, no more season.
Yeah.
Okay.
1st of January, miserable again. But this, we'll be seeing my nephews, all that, during this period.
Yeah.
And there's something that I came across that I tried out with my 3-year-old. I think it will work for multiple ages.
Oh, come on now.
So we were doing some clearing out and a little embarrassing to say, but my daughter was like, what is this? And it was my Dungeons and Dragons dice.
How many sizes does it have?
All the sizes. You've got multi. If you're not a Dungeons and Dragon player.
Is that what Stranger Things is based off?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's multiple die. It's that I'm like a 3-sided dice, all the way up to a 20-sided dice.
That's too many, man.
Basically, the idea, I didn't know what this was up until like COVID. Like, I never understood. Essentially, it's like a storytelling game.
So you only started playing it in COVID?
And I stopped playing it after COVID as well. Anyway, had a lovely time.
We all did some work things.
Let's move on. No, basically, it's a storytelling role-playing game where Like, if your character has to make a decision or something, the person who's telling the story tells you to roll your dice. It's like, ever read those books where you have to make a decision and go to a different page?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Essentially like that. And so I had an idea. My daughter was like, can we play with these? I was like, yeah, let's go downstairs. We got up the old AI.
Nice.
And I was like, tell me a Dungeons and Dragons style story that's appropriate for children that uses dice to roll. And so it spat out this little story, included my daughter in it. And really? It would read a paragraph, and then it would say, roll certain dice. So we'd roll them.
That's awesome.
Based on the input, would then dictate the story. And she absolutely loved it.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to try that with my nephews. And yeah, I was pretty proud of that one. That was
That's good. That is good.
A legit actual tool.
Solid top tool. We did that once. Well, I did that once. Tell me a story where Luca and Daddy goes to the park and have a great day. And I told him that story at nighttime.
Every day since.
So there we go. Now you can use AI to help with the bedtime stories and the fantasy stories.
Honestly, it sounds so lame, but I've found myself using it more and more. Today, I used it to figure out how to make American-style pancakes.
Oh, come on.
Just so much quicker than Google.
And did it work?
Yeah.
In the air fryer or just...
No, I didn't try the air fryer. Does it air fry?
Can you flip a pancake in an air fryer? That's what I want to know.
One thing I don't know if you've come across this, like when you're cooking, when you're looking for a recipe, you go onto the website and there's like 4 pages worth of the story of how they came up with the recipe. I just want the ingredients.
Yeah.
Just give me the ingredients. Give me them in grams. Don't give me cups. Tell me how to do it.
Stop padding the page for SEO purposes.
Exactly. And anyway, as you can tell, I'm actually frustrated about this.
I don't need to know where cupcakes are originated. I just want to know how to make them.
I'm finding myself do this a lot because my daughter's got loads of allergies. AI is definitely come in clutch. Like, I asked for recipes. Like, no, take that ingredient out. Found it again. Honestly, so made American style pancakes today. They were so good.
Really?
Really good.
There we go. What else can you do then with your kids using AI, like rainy day play activities?
Oh, yeah. Everything.
I have to give this a try.
Everything.
I have to give this a try. And I can't do that. A try. My bad.
A try.
Speaking of making foods with your kids. We recently, you said that Noah ate like 12 pepperamis in a morning or something. I might have exaggerated that.
It was 5.
In a day.
Yeah. That was her full salt intake.
But she was in hospital and you just...
It was all she would eat.
We actually had a comment from a nurse saying, can vouch for this. It's better that they eat something than nothing.
And like there's a good amount of protein and stuff. Oh, thank you very much.
There you go.
But there's good protein in it. I wasn't like a complete... It's not like I'm feeding her cigarettes. Like... Put it into context.
So we put on Instagram, what are the foods that always deliver? What are the foods that your kids will always eat?
Oh, yeah.
So we had quite a few come back. So this is from Ma. Natural yogurt with a bit of mushed up fruit. Come on now, Ma. You're making us all look bad.
Did you grate a little bit of chocolate on top?
Yeah. Oh, no. Nothing that unhealthy. Natural yogurt with a bit of mushed
dark chocolate
up fruit. This one has come from Ashika. Sweet corn.
Sweet corn's always a winner for us.
Sweet corn. Yeah. I heard a thing that your body can't digest sweet corn. It will always come out whole.
Yeah.
So if you wash it, then you've got unlimited food supply.
No, the inside of it is digestible. The skin is not.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming. My daughter's got a book called, I think it's like something about Amy. And it's about a child who eats sweet corn and it comes out in her poo.
Oh, there you go.
It's quite an educational book, though. It tells you all about, she can tell you about the esophagus, the small intestine. It's great.
Oh.
Oh.
I've seen this book.
Yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Something to do with Amy and poo.
Yeah. But it's not just a poo story. It's actually educational.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, anyway.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's legit.
This one from Louise, a Greg's sausage roll.
Hold on. Before we move on, did you suggest that you could eat sweet corn, poo it out and then eat it again?
I didn't suggest. I said I've heard that, that that's the thing.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not.
Especially if you can't digest it. It's not helping you, is it?
That's true. How are you getting anything from it? We digress. Louisa said, a Greg sausage roll.
I've got to agree, these are great.
I'm getting into a bit of a tradition where I take my four-year-old to football on a Saturday morning and then pick him up at Greg's on the way home.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's actually that's amazing. Really nice. And he gets his sausage roll and he'll smash the sausage roll.
See, I love the Greg's sausage roll because they do one that my daughter's not allergic to as well.
Mm.
And they've now got a Greg's in the Sainsbury's.
And the festive bake is top tier.
Oh, I love Greg's.
A Greg's festive bake is up there with some of the best fast food you can get.
I could do with the Greg's now.
I might get one on the way home. This one's from Georgie.
Except it'll be cold.
it'll be closed. Soft biscotti or cheese. Soft biscotti. Up market.
Mm.
Uptown girl. Amber, chicken curry.
Yeah.
Kids will always smash a chicken curry.
I'd like to know people's method of cooking curry. Are they just sauce in a jar kind of thing?
That's what we go for. In the slow pot.
The slow pot? Slow cooker?
In the slow cooker.
I've never thought about doing that.
Yeah, just stick it in. And then you haven't got to worry about it when you come home. It's there ready for you.
Mm.
Bit of 2-minute microwave rice because we're posh. And you're good to go.
I'm getting really hungry.
This has come from Chris. Batteries.
What?
Kids are always eating batteries. Another one for sweet corn, Tamara. Lolly has gone for banana. But please share these results. It's the only one that does. So Lolly wants to know.
There you go. So, I found this helpful.
Take batteries out of the equation. Life of Han says beige food.
Beige.
So we're talking chips.
Chicken nuggets.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Potato waffles.
Chicken dippers.
Smiley faces.
Right up there. Love a chicken dipper.
Fish fingers?
Fish finger sandwich. Can't beat it.
Beige?
Yeah. But no, there you go. Beige food. Catsby. Serene Malt Loaf. He knows the rapper. Serene Malt Loafs. So yeah, I've never had one. I think I can imagine it though. I think it's in a purple packaging.
No idea, but I'd never had a Serene before. But my daughter has them, like, you know, the little ones.
Mm.
Yeah. I still never had one.
There you go.
I don't entirely know what they are.
And last one has come from Georgie. Strawberries. He's only 10 months though. So her little boy loves strawberries.
Oh, that's a good one.
So yeah, there you go. Thanks for those. I hope, who was it? Catsby? No? Lolly. Lolly wanted to know the results. I hope they help you. Lolly.
Jordan, we are staring down the barrel of New Year's Eve.
We are indeed. What's your strategy for New Year's Eve? How are you going to play it?
I don't know if we've actually done anything for New Year's Eve.
Be in hospital?
Most likely. I think we have planned to do nothing.
We've planned to do nothing.
As a result of the last few weeks.
Mm.
Like nothing. Are you like, you're going to have a little party for yourself? Are the kids going to stay up? Are you going to fake the countdown?
I think, yeah, we'll do like a little
YouTube last year one.
Here's another little lie. Hey, it's the new year now. It's 6 o'clock.
You've stayed up late.
Yeah, woo.
Bedtime.
See you next year.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't think we're going to do anything.
Will you stay up to midnight?
No, no way. I think that's why I don't want to. I don't want to stay up that late. No, so last year we did did a party at our friends. We took our kids with us.
Yeah.
Put them to bed and they woke up and we left early. This year, we're just going to avoid it.
That's where we are. It's especially because after New Year, life goes back to normal pretty quickly. I don't want to have to go through that whole rigmarole tech route routine and also be just really tired. There's not enough recovery time, is there?
I think if we were getting better sleep recently, I'd be a bit more like, look, let's just give it a try. Let's see what happens. We can adjust the routine. But because I can't tell you when the last time our two-year-old slept through was, I honestly can't. So just knowing that, you know, you stay up till 12, maybe 1, and then you're going to be woken up anyway in a few hours. This sounds really Debbie Down, but I just can't be bothered.
Not the one. And it's like, I look forward to when my daughter's older and we could do New Year's, and that's exciting. That's cool.
Yeah.
At the moment, I just want sleep.
And everyone loves a New Year's Day walk. What is it about a New Year's Day walk?
I don't like walking. I don't like fireworks.
I don't like walking. And it's just like, no, we've had a really late night. We're all shattered.
Let's go for a really long walk.
Yeah, let's just like put the Premier League on. It's on Prime. Why are we going out for a walk?
Everything we need is right here, inside.
That's one of the things.
You want to walk? Let's watch a walk on YouTube.
But walking isn't a pastime. Walking is just...
It's a method of travel.
It's just like, it's like talking. It's should we go for a talk? I'm like, no. Or breathing. It's just something you do. It's just an essential, I don't know. It's just it's something that you do as a human being. It's not for me like, oh, let's go for it. One of those things, when I first started going out with Liam, her family went on walks.
Walkers.
And I was just like, what is the point of this?
We used to go on a Christmas walk before children were a thing. Not in the history of life, in our family, my wife's family. We used to go on a Christmas little walk. Now, we've got a daughter. My brother and sister-in-law have got a child as well. And it's just like, that's too much effort.
Mm. They just run off. And then they're really slow.
Like, it's all right when they're in a carrier. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's a fun activity, yeah. Sure.
Take the kids out.
Now it's...
bit faffy.
Got to carry them.
Yeah.
She's not walking for like 2 miles.
It was fine when you could carry them, but now you've got to carry them.
Like when they were lighter and they could fit
and
into
you could put them in the pouch.
In a pouch, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, my arm aches after 5 minutes. And it's like, oh, come on.
I don't mind a walk where there's like a little bit of climbing involved, like a hike. Don't mind that. Whereas a bit of a challenge, but just going for a walk around a lake where you just walk in a circle.
So if you go for a walk this festive period.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it and think about these wise words.
Yeah, and they'll be me, moping. But no, I think we're going to swerve New Year's Eve this year. I think it'll just be the best for the kids and it'll just be better for us as well.
Yeah, I'm quite happy just to leave it where it is. Yeah. Jules Hollands pre-records it. Why can't we just do ours earlier?
Yeah, he's telling lies. We've talked about toddlers being savage before. Toddlers can come out with some pretty scathing remarks.
Oh, yeah.
They will chop you down.
Yeah, they will.
They will tell you how it is, and they will cut you down to size. I was getting in our car the other day.
You're talking of a man of experience.
Yeah, with my son. He's 4. And ever since having kids, I've noticed every now and again the car will just stink and you don't know what is causing the smell, but it's coming from somewhere. So I opened my car, put him in. I was like, oh, car smells a bit. And he went, maybe it's your breath. I was just like, oh, you savage. You absolute savage. Why? Why you gotta be so rude?
That's brilliant.
I just wasn't expecting it. The other thing is, we were leaving in the morning, so I'd not long brushed my teeth.
So, you check it in the mirror, like, what's in there?
Yeah, it's not my breath. Just...
I really struggled to keep the car clean with a toddler.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be all over it. No.
I pride myself on having a clean car. until recently, I've done a few, you know, nights away for work, done a lot of driving, just a lot of receipts. A lot of receipts and wrappers, empty bottles.
But it's one of those things that if you don't get on, if you're not on top of it, when do you find the time to do it?
Yeah.
Like on top of everything else.
I love a good car clear out on a Saturday.
Yeah, I'd quite happily do that. I'll book one in on the rotor.
I'll do it. Oh yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, like
schedule it in.
Block it out.
Yeah.
On the calendar. Yeah, but it's just cold and wet at the minute, so it's hard to...
It's cold and wet.
Yeah.
Tired. More sleep to be had.
So there you go. You might now see polo wrappers in my car as well. After the scathing remarks of Luca. Savage. And then another, well, we've kind of skipped around a little bit, but talking about New Year's Eve and late nights and all that kind of stuff, we asked recently, what is your strategy for a child-free night? Do you go early or do you go late? Do you make the most of it? Do you
get in bed? Yeah.
Or do you go, do you know what? We don't have this time. Let's just have a little bit of a party. Let's go out.
Yeah.
What do you do? Early or late? What do you do? You go late, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you regret it the next day.
What? It depends. Yeah, it all depends. I'm one of those. I just get caught up in the moment of freedom. But my wife's sensible. She'll go to bed.
See, we're an early. And we put it on Instagram. What would you go for? 90% of parents go for a early night.
Sensible.
Sensible people. This is sensible thing to do. Enjoy their rest.
I think I've just accepted as a fact of life that I am tired.
Mm.
And it's one of those things that I go, even if I have a good night's sleep tonight, tomorrow night it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So just play that extra game of FIFA.
Might as well not have either. Any of them be good.
Yeah, it's fine. I think I've just forgotten what good sleep feels like. So it never feels like a good enough equation.
Honestly. Do you know when I said recently that I had the hotel stay away for work?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to do the next week. I ended up doing the next week. And again, it was great. Slept the whole night, bed to myself, slap bang in the middle. Here we go. This is something we've been talking about recently. Where do you sleep? Sides of the bed.
The closest one to the door.
You're the closest to the door.
Yeah.
And then if you go away,
yeah,
do you stay on your side or do you go closest to the door?
So I go closest to the door.
Even if it means swapping sides.
Yeah.
So say you've got the bed to yourself. Where do you sleep?
Oh, in the middle?
See, I go in the middle.
Yeah.
Slap bang.
It makes sense.
So we were talking about this. My wife turned 30 recently.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love you lots. And we had a big party and we were talking about this. It was a topic of conversation in the kitchen. And the spread and the way that people got into the conversation as well. So I know this is my side. And if we go away and it's the doors on, I'm still on my side. Now, me and Leon, every now and again, we'll swap sides. And that's weird to people that we swap.
Yeah, it's not unheard. I can understand people who are like really into routine.
I mean, like, we're 8 years into marriage. You've got to keep the relationship fresh.
Exactly. Yeah, change that side.
You've got to swap those sides.
We've got those like memory foam mattresses that I always notice that M side is noticeably not as dippy as mine.
The indentation.
So I always get the good side of the deal.
Oh. So what I was saying before my mind fart was I had a few like really good night's sleep and I just noticed the bad sleep after that. Like it was great for a couple of days, felt brilliant.
Yeah.
But then like, because I'd gotten out of that routine of just surviving on X amount of interrupted sleep, it hit me so hard going back to reality.
I think that's where I am at the right now. I've had 3 hours sleep last night. Not loads of sleep. I've had 2 weeks of pretty rough sleep.
Mm.
So I can feel my brain just taking 10 times longer on everything. It's like, I can like hear the cogs actually moving. Okay, there we go.
Talking to you now is like talking to you on Zoom. Like there's
it's a visible delay.
There's a delay.
And there we go.
Sorry, my dog's chasing a pigeon. Well, it is cracking on for time, so I will love and leave you. I'm going to go home.
Yes, you go home.
I'm going to go home. And have a great new year, guys, whatever you do.
hope your tactics, whatever they are, work.
Let us know if they don't.
Sleep through. I hope they do. And Joel, we've got an episode coming out on the 5th of November.
Yep, next Friday.
Well, not in November, January.
Wow. I didn't even notice.
2024, baby.
It's coming at us. It's the year of the goldfish.
Is it really?
No, I don't know. Made that up.
Anyway, have a great new year.
Have a great new year.
We'll see you soon. Enjoy it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.